Yeah, like, no, girl, why don't you service men? Why only do you just help women? Oh, you have daddy issues. Okay. Well, let's dig into
Mercy.
that, 'cause now you're leaving money on the table 'cause you won't service men in your coaching business. Oh, I only help women. I'm here for the women, woman power. Meanwhile, you have leadership issues and daddy issues. And we need to dig into that so that you stop leaving money on the table.
This is episode 19 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about forgiveness and healing. How can we build better relationships, successful businesses, or even write helpful laws if we haven't forgiven ourselves, others, or actually healed? If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to how we emphasize. Today, we're joined by Arletha, better known as Coach Brown, a prophetic business coach in Florida. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
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 Before we begin, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but don't keep it for yourself. We love positive reviews, and that helps other people find us. Thanks.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for reaching out to us. We love when people get in contact with us. We have been saying any and everybody is welcome. So we appreciate you for reaching out to us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on you guys' platform. I don't take it lightly. You know, a lot of times they say we can't work together, but here we are.
Right.
Here we are.
Girl. Yeah. Yeah. So we have to put an end to that kind of stereotypical, cliche stuff. You know, we can't work together. Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
We're catty and we can't have balance or be healed. No, this is what we look like healed because we put the time in. We absolutely can work together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We definitely got to put an end to these myths right now. Right now.
Right. Right.
So true.
Well, let's get started, Lori. Start us off.
Well, so Arletha, you've heard our episode, so you know we start out with what's been better.
Yes. Right?
Okay. So I'm going to ask you first, and then I'll ask Sylvia what's been better. So what's been better, Miss Arletha?
For me, what's been better is giving my son grace.
Okay.
It is showing me how to let go and showing, teaching him how to let go. Mm-hmm. Because in my childhood in African American community, I think a lot of time we misuse that word discipline as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't teach our kids to let go by not giving them grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we're raised with that mom was mad and what she did was called discipline, but she was really mad at what you did. Instead of appropriating it the right way and actually talking or finding out that that was the type of kid you could talk to and not smack or yell at, you know, and teaching them grace that they can let things go.
Mm-hmm.
They did it a different way. And that's no disrespect to them because they were raised that way. It became a cycle. But for me, I'm seeing that when I show him grace and a lot of things and just talking some things out, I'm teaching him what I didn't learn. And that was the letting things go, you know, giving the grace that I need.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Listen, I can unpack that right now. Oh my, I got, it's so, oh my goodness. When people start saying certain things, I got instantly 1,000 questions start to come up, you know, like, how did you get there? Like, how did that start for you? But before we even go there, I want to know, Sylvia, what's been better for you?
Oh, what's been better? So it was Drew's birthday yesterday. So getting to spend time with him, getting to spend time with you and Tommy last night. That was a good time. Thank you. It was good to just get out, see the city, do things. Mm-hmm. You know, we went all over yesterday. It was jam packed. So doing that, just experiencing life. That's been good. That's been
lovely.
Better.
Lovely.
What about you? What's been better?
So life. Right. Like life is good. I think I'm coming into myself. There are many things that I know I need to do. And sometimes I'm like feeling overwhelmed. And when that feeling of overwhelm comes, I like freeze. Mm-hmm. I'm legit, you know.
Right.
But I'm coming into the understanding that I have a greater work to do. Like, mm-hmm. like this podcast is this greater work.
Yeah. Yes.
And I want to give it all I got. And so, and there are a couple of things that I want to add to this. And so I'm really thankful for that downloading that I'm getting mm-hmm. from, I feel like, my higher power. And so I just want to really be in a position to continue to grow, right?
Right.
And learn and be. I feel more connection with my children. That's been better. I'm very, very thankful for that because mm-hmm. they're hitting me up more. Just like last night when my son hit us up. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Feel good. You know?
Yeah.
So that's better.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And some things are coming, y'all. Just stick with us. Some things are coming. So yeah. we are very excited. We are in the planning stages, but some things are coming.
Yes. So.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome.
Well, let's get started on this. Like, Arletha hit us up. Coach Brown hit us up with some good ideas on what we could cover. And we love that. Please send us topics that you want to cover or that you want to come on and talk to us. Always, you can send us an email, questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Send us a DM. If you know either of us personally, text us. Send us any kind of message. But we love these kinds of topics. And one of the ones that you wanted to talk about was forgiveness and healing because you are a business coach. Like, how are you going to have this wonderful business? How are you going to have this life if you have not healed? We've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks now, right, Lori? Mm-hmm. We talked about letting go.
Yep.
We talked about showing up. Now we're on to healing and forgiveness. So
awesome.
Yeah. So why was that on you to have as a topic?
That's what I do in my coaching. That's a part of the process that we go through. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are starting businesses and they're looking at the numbers, but when they go home, they're not happy. The suicide rates for entrepreneurs are crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are looking at the dollar. They're looking at the numbers for the social media. They're looking at how many clients they're getting in, and they're not looking at who they're actually helping or healing along the way. And so a lot of people are going into entrepreneurship broken, bleeding, and now they're bleeding on their clients because they're not taking that step that has to be taken. I solely and wholeheartedly believe that when you're an entrepreneur, it's because you're called to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to find out if you're called to that, because right now the business is saturated. And in a year or two, all that's going to be weeded out, because you're going to see who was really made for it, who was really built for it, and who was really called to it. Now, part of that process is coming in healed so that you're doing the work that you were called to. And that doesn't matter what business you're in as an entrepreneur. You could be selling cakes. You could be, making music. You could be in any genre as an entrepreneur. You need to have healing and forgiveness compacted inside you. You need to live with it inside of you. So whenever you have a client that's not lovable, you can still do the job. You're not always going to have an awesome client who's happy and they're ready. And sometimes you're going to have to dig with that client. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to have to put a smile on, even though they're getting on your nerves, but that's still your client. You're still called to them. So figuring all that out is first figuring you out and stepping into the game healed, whole, and with forgiveness and ready.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Whew. So right? That's loaded, is packed, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many people understand that. I think they are, like you said, Coach Brown, they're looking at the money and how much they can make, and they get excited about that. And they don't realize that they have issues that haven't been, addressed. They haven't dealt with it, hadn't unpacked it. And it starts, like you said, it's bleeding out, and it bleeds on to their client. I love that. So how did you get started in this coaching business?
I got started because, how could I say that? I got started as at a partner, and I was still finding myself.
Okay.
And in that partnership, it was meant to happen because I needed to see what not to do. Mm-hmm. Not to connect to.
Yeah.
Where not to go, what businesses not to associate. So it was kind of like a playing ground with the partner that led me to that. We collaborated in helping people and coaching, but God was saying, I want you to do this with just me. Mm-hmm. And so he let me do the partnership to see that you don't need the partnership. Mm-hmm. You just need me. And that in itself was deep, because I learned more of me and who I really needed and who to connect to and not connect to. And that showed me where my heart posture was, you know, for people, and where the, I won't bash her because I don't do that, but it showed me where hers or where a person's could not be. Mm-hmm. I'll make it singular. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, me starting coaching was knowing that I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. I wanted to change their lives, mm-hmm. that God wants a lot of us.
Right.
To build our own platforms, yeah. so that we don't have to reach out to others that are not going to help us. We mm-hmm. already have built that lane, our own lane ourselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of reason why I coaching are things that I didn't get, things that I didn't have, things that I wish someone came to my younger me and said, girl, you can do this. Do it scared. Mm. Girl, don't matter if you fall, you can still get back up and keep on running. You're going to get bruises in this game. That's what's going to give you that tough skin. That's what's going to prepare you for the field that you're in, is falling down. Mm-hmm. Prepares you. That's a part of the journey. And so a lot of my journey to coaching was just fulfilling the needs that I didn't have for others, and knowing that I wanted us to be stronger. You know, I wanted us to have our own platforms, to be able to be the bank, to be mm-hmm. able to get up and say, I don't need to go get a loan. I don't need to go mm-hmm. hire five different people for this, because I've gone to school for it. I've educated myself. I've learned how to flip my money. I've learned how to make funnels. I've learned how to invest, you know, all these different things come along with the, business coaching. A lot of people who business coach are very one-sided. They help you start the business and that's it. This is not that. This is you digging deeper. This is you getting to know you better from you and from mm-hmm. your business side, because that's mm-hmm. important also. A lot, you have different facets and sides to you, but what about the business side? What about the you? How are we combining the two? Because it's important, because you need to know where to break off the other one. You need mm-hmm. to know where to put that business hat down and have a good time. You need to know when to pick that back up, mm-hmm. you know? So it's important to have that balance and that leverage of being healed and forgiving, knowing when to put things down, knowing when to delegate, knowing when to appropriately, you know, pull yourself out and say, okay, I need a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I need a couple hours, you know? That's where that balance comes in, of being healed and having forgiveness. Knowing how to forgive yourself in the same way, because you might make mistakes. And if you can't forgive yourself, then you won't feel that you're worthy.
Ooh.
And so it all, you know, forgiveness, knowing you, that all ties into business and, you know, having yeah. any kind of success in that.
Yeah, you hit some really major points.
In
real.
Out the park. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Okay.
I saw myself in that whole thing.
Yeah. When we first came on and you asked what's been better for you, and you said, I could just unpack that. I heard, because you're built for it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay.
You were specifically built for this. Mm-hmm. And so if you ever have a moment where you're feeling like, I can't do this, or how am I going to pull myself up today? It's already in you, girl.
Yeah.
You were made mm-hmm. for this. This
oh,
is
I
your,
love
this,
it.
Yeah, this is your thing. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I love
Sylvia,
it.
Sylvia, I want you to jump in, because, you know, I would take
I know.
And run in and have, just, ask all these questions.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead. Take the lead.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned you had a partner, and it was almost like a playing ground for you to find out what you needed to do, what not yes. to do in this particular yes. field. Mm-hmm. How did you know that? Or did you know, I'm going to just see, you know what I'm saying? Or did you found out?
I was totally blind.
Okay.
Totally really? Blind. Like there was no feeling of something.
No,
right.
No, I mean, going in, starting mm-hmm. the partnership, I didn't know mm-hmm. that this wasn't going to be one. I,
if right.
I was,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then going into it, yeah, there were red flags. There were black flags, burning flags.
Like, oh, shit.
It was planes crashing, girl.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Oh, Lord.
You know, one of the biggest signs was, don't ever have a partner that don't feel they have nothing to lose.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Expound upon that, my dear. Come on.
Don't ever go into a partnership with someone who's like, you know what? First of all, she had mommy and daddy's money. So she really didn't feel like she had nothing to lose. She felt like she could just go to somebody and tap in financially that way, you know? Mm-hmm. She didn't really know that this was her niche. She was still finding herself, you know? So she wasn't 100% about, do I want to be in this business in particular?
Right.
You know?
Oh, okay.
So it's very imperative that you don't ever be in a partnership with someone who feels like, well, I don't have that much to lose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important. So okay. What it sounds, okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, so does that mean like your end goal isn't going to be the same either? Like if your goal is, I don't have an endless pot of money, I'm trying to get to, maybe not necessarily an endless pot of money, but I'm trying to get to this stability level that you're already accessing or tapping into versus, I already have everything.
Right.
Why see the world if you have the beach? Like, it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sound like you saying, I can take this or leave this.
Yeah. Like, right. I don't care if this happens. Right. I don't care if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't fucking matter if it works or not, because I'm going to have a cushion. I'm going to have a parachute. I'm going to have somebody that's always going to help me do the next thing anyway.
There's a blanket there for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to build a blanket. While she's,
right. And so right there, when you mentioned there was plane crashing and everything was burning up and you saw the red flags times two, that lets you know in any relationship, even a partnership with a, you know, a business partner, you need to be aligned. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You need to have some alignment with each other, because if you don't, the company is not going to succeed. The relationship is not going to succeed. And that's in the relationship with your person, like your partner for life, a partner in business. They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so if one is doing some shady shit, why are you in partnership with this person if that's not who you are? Because eventually you're going to do some shady shit.
Right.
We're supposed to have the shot together,
Yes. So how did that relationship end? How did that partnership come to a close?
Another level of finding myself is how it ended. Me stop people pleasing.
Oh,
girl.
That's how it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Me setting boundaries with myself was how it ended. Me saying it's okay to grow apart.
Yeah.
There's so many people who hold on to things because they've grown apart. They see the growing apart. Mm-hmm. And instead of transitioning, they're trying to people please and hold on to that when it's not working.
Oh.
You know, so that is how we, if you were looking for a specific situation, the specific situation was, I'm a writer, so I also help people do business plans and, you know, if you're trying to put a book together, we can do that too. You know, so we were looking for insurance for our company, and the levels of what we wanted was two vastly different things. I was looking at maybe 100K. You know, for the year, maybe insuring children. Maybe someone wants to write about children, or they're trying to put things together, which is a whole nother level of insurance when it comes to kids. But she was looking at like $1 million for the year. And it was like, we're not even in that bracket yet, honey. We haven't made that kind of money yet. We're not on that level. And so it was like financially, we couldn't agree as far as insurance. Let's say I wanted to travel to Italy. She wanted to go to New York. It was kind of like we were just not on the same levels. And it was like, let's just stop trying to please each other and the world and make this look good. Let's actually have an impact. And because we're not even impacting each other on this level, we can't impact anybody else.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay. How do you day to day? Like, what does your operation look like in terms of, okay, I want to do this thing. How do you help that person in the process? They have a business idea. They have no idea how to get it started. Or let's take them back. They have a business. It's not succeeding.
Okay.
Are you helping those two different kinds of people two different ways? Or is it the same kind of process?
So the process is spiritual. And the process is natural. It's both. So I'm going to tap in and I'm going to go into prayer and I'm going to ask God, where is this person at? What season are they in? Because it is so important to know what season you're in. You might be in a season where you don't need to be in business. You might need to be in a season where you need to dig deeper and find out who you are and do that inner core work. And we're going to do that inner core work. I'm not saying put the business on the shelf, but let's get that done. Let's find out what season you're in, where you are, what's going on, what's in your head. Have you wrapped your head around business yet? Mm-hmm. Or is this something that just looks good to you and you jumped in? You know, is this the niche you're called to, or are you trying to follow what everybody else is doing? Let's do that, because you can't be impactful to the world. You can't be impactful to clients if you don't even know what it is specifically you're called to. Like Lori is called to speaking online and having platforms and doing podcasts and reaching out to women who are being hurt and who are in their closet crying and who are saying, I don't think this relationship is going to work. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I can hear that she's called to women for such a time as this to help them heal in her own way, just by being herself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she don't need a script. She don't need a business plan for this. This is just things that God has put in her to help other people unpack what they're going through. And so that's part of the process, is spiritual, me going to God, figuring out, God, what are you saying right for them right now? What season are they in right now? What is hurting them? Where are they bleeding at? Where are their wounds? So that I can tap into helping them heal those wounds so that they can tap in and help others. And then there's also the natural side. Let's get together a business plan. Are you going to LLC? Are you going to S Corp? Are you going to invest? What is it specifically that once we get that, what you're doing? Like, okay, you're going to flip houses. Okay, well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to get your first house? You know, let's sit down and write out a financial breakdown. So there's the business side. You know, I have a degree in business and marketing. So there's a business side where we break everything down. And then there's also the spiritual side. And in life, that's how it has to work for you. If you're not an entrepreneur, if you're a mom, you need to have both of those sides. Okay. If you're a podcaster, you need to have both of those sides. You need to be tapped in and on the level spiritually, even if it's grace before your food, even if it's a prayer before bed, even if it's before you go into this store, God, don't let me spend all this money. Because you know how I am when I get in Target. Lord, help me not bust Target wide open when I get in here, because I know I need to save my money. Wow, there needs to be a level spiritually somewhere where you stop at and meet God there. Right.
That is
before
huge.
You do what you're going to do.
Man, that's huge, Coach Brown. Because I've never heard anybody speak from that perspective. I believe that, but I never thought about it like you're saying it, right? Mm-hmm. And so what it sounds like you're saying is, listen, you are a spiritual being in a human body. You better come correct from the standpoint of understanding that whatever you do, you got to walk into everything that you're doing, knowing that you're spiritual and human at the same time.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. So how did you, and not so much that partner, but how did you get to this place where you're helping people? Because that's huge. Mm-hmm. You're a life coach in a sense. Like, you're a business coach, mm-hmm. but you're a life coach. You're helping people get their life, mm-hmm. really. And do people know this? So there's a couple of questions. How did you get here? And do people who come to you, do they know that you're a person who's going to tap into them spiritually?
So number one, I got here, like I said before, but for wanting to help other people and give them what I didn't have. But spiritually, I said some dangerous things. There are prayers that people think they're just praying something, they're just crying, they're just sliding down a wall, and they don't actually know that it's a dangerous prayer. Mm. And so my prayer was, God, where have I gone wrong? Oh. And where have I gone wrong? And who is around me? That was the prayer. And that is dangerous. Girl. I dare you to say it. I do.
I ain't saying
say
that.
Yes.
There's a health rule in my house. You don't ask shit that you're not ready for, like, that you don't want to do.
No one's ready for that prayer. No one's ready for that.
Yeah. So, no one is. Where did you find out? What made you even ask that prayer?
Because I needed to know, and I didn't know what came with it. There are a lot of roads. There are a lot of roads in life you're gonna go down.
Yeah,
that you're not gonna know what's ahead, and God is not gonna tell you you're gonna fall on your face 12 times because you're not gonna go down that road.
Right.
And He needs you to fall so that you'll be strong enough for where He's taking you to.
Right.
He can't
put you
in a room with He can't put you in a room with sharks if you don't know what they look like. You're gonna get eaten up and spit it back out.
Better come on with this whole message this morning.
So a part of that was that prayer, and God showed me who I needed to detach from. As soon as people started falling off, please, if you guys who are listening, when people start falling out of your life, let them go. Don't hold on.
Don't
to
be
nobody.
Trying to reach back. Yes, yes.
Don't try to spin the block. Let them go. Okay. But when people start falling off, let them go. And so that was part of it. The other part is, where have I gone wrong? And God showed me people pleasing, not setting boundaries, not detaching yourself from relationships that have grown their course, not realizing people that were not in your life for a lifetime. They're just there for a season, and closing that cycle out. Okay. That's where it helped me start spiritually. I'm a church girl, but there was a foundation in the church, no disrespect to the church, that I wasn't given. A lot of people think, oh, well, you were raised in the church, that's a good thing. Not always. I was molested in the church as well. So it's not always this picture perfect thing because you were raised in the church. And that's still no disrespect to them. I was given the foundation that I was needed for that time. Right. But I needed to go deeper with God because it's all about personal relationship. It's not about religion. And I needed to learn that. That was where I learned the spiritual side for myself, that it's not about religion. You can have church in your house with your own Bible, with Sarah Jakes on in front of you.
Say that one more time. I
said you can have church in your house with a Bible with Sarah Jakes on in front of you. Mm-hmm. The church is not the building. The church is in you. You're the church.
Girl.
The church is in your heart. So I had to figure that out to tap in spiritually. That was the spiritual side for me. And that God was going to do it. God was going to build me. Yeah. And it's all you should be connected to leadership, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother podcast. Narcissistic spiritual leaders. And my goodness.
We have already had this conversation. But I would love to keep it going.
Girl, I want to bring you back.
Yeah, I was about to say, come back so we can have that conversation.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Because I wanted to do podcasts about that, and people are scared to touch it.
I'm ready.
Girl.
I've talked to leaders, and they're like, I want to be sensitive. And I'm like, oh, well, then I don't know your podcast then. This might not be for you. But that's how I tapped in spiritually to that side of coaching, was knowing to dig deeper, knowing what level I need to be on, knowing how to get to my source. And it wasn't through a man in a pulpit first. It was through a personal relationship with God first.
Right.
And so that's how I tapped in, saying that prayer, God showing me and showing up and me hearing him, audibly hearing him say, you know, daughter, this is who you're not supposed to be attached to. This is what's keeping you back. There are things deeper in your family that you need to tap into. People are sweeping molestation under the rug in your family. People are sweeping that they're into voodoo under the rug in your family. Because a lot of our families that have been in the bayous and in the islands, they have all kinds of things tied to it. And we're having a blind eye to it and not looking to it and wondering why mama got a broom over her doorway, or why mama got a brick wrapped in foil under the bed. And we're just like, mama's crazy. No, what is mama really into? Tap into that, because you could have some soul ties attached to you. You could have some generational curses attached to you. So it's absolutely important to stop sweeping things under the rug. Oftentimes in the African-American community, we're getting married and jumping the broom. Why are we jumping over a broom? What does that even mean? What does that symbolize?
Understanding our history would be
absolutely
more important.
I'm just going to say real quick, I was about to jump over a broom, and I need to do some research.
Well, also, too, understanding that one religion that was put upon us isn't the end all be all also, I feel like. And casting that aside as if that's not has no historical context, or that isn't all that we had you know, besides this Christian Bible. Like, there was more to us than these things. I always feel like people do these things because it's trendy and you don't have any context. You don't have any idea of, like, this is what was put upon us.
Yeah.
So I, especially to the people who are like, well, this is evil and that's evil. Well, it's evil to you. It's not evil to these people because historically this, this, and this. So I think too, there's such a disconnect between being Black in America and being part of the diaspora. Being part of the global majority, not understanding that there are more of us outside of this space, and there are more of us experiencing this thin tied line to each of us, but we are so disconnected from it because we only have this bubble that we've been in, and we don't realize there's more to us. There's more that we could be experiencing, but we're so shut off from everything, and we keep choosing to be shut off from everything. It's I could go on and on and on and on and on for that.
What you're saying is really living. Finding out your history and finding and stepping outside of that bubble is really living. You're not really living if you're inside of a bubble and you don't even know your history, your heritage.
And that's what I do. I do genealogical research. So I'm always constantly looking into what has happened before. How do we not repeat the mistakes of before? How do we progress from these things? Or understanding that, like, people went through stuff before and people are going through things now that we could have fixed. They didn't have to keep going through those things. They didn't have to lose what they lost. But we haven't learned from them because people don't know. You literally don't know what you don't know.
Absolutely. Like, tapping into that. I had a conversation with someone a while ago, and they were like, oh, I eat hog maws, and I eat chitterlings, and I was like, ew. And they were like, well, you don't know good eating. That's not good eating. That's what they had to eat. Those are the scraps that they had to have. I'm not disrespecting nobody if you do like chitlins. That's your thing. Okay.
And hog maws and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't want anything that smells like that. What's my problem? before I ate it. And so he was like, he felt disrespected. He was like, what you mean? Like, you know, that's good eating. And I'm like, no, it's not, boo-boo. That's what our people had to have. They couldn't have the better part of the ham. They couldn't have the top select of the roast. They had to have the scraps. They had to make do. And so how are you eating, still eating make do? That's such on another mental level of you eating make do.
I think in a different episode, we can talk about helping someone get from here to there. Because you saying that to him, it was offensive because he couldn't understand where you were coming from, right? And so he wasn't there. Now, what you're saying is not that it wasn't true. He doesn't need that. It is unhealthy, right? But how can you teach a person, right, who's open? You know, how do you get them to be open enough to accept another way? You get what I'm saying? And so I'm going to ask you, when you spoke about the spiritual aspect of you in this business coach thing that's was there for you, right? Like, how did you, was it spiritual initially or was it business initially? Like, or was it a gradual thing? Okay.
It was spiritual.
Okay.
That's where everything starts.
Okay, cool. That's huge. That is huge. And when people come to you, do they automatically know, like, do you advertise both? Or how do you tap into your community or your type of clientele? How do you tap into it?
I advertise both that I'm a prophetic business coach. So I audibly hear from God. I have dreams. I have visions. And so I absolutely advertise that that's who I am. That this is going to be a spiritual journey. You're not going to, it really wouldn't matter how specific I was in advertising because you're not ready for that first intake. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think they are. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa,
I gotta
do that. I gotta stop doing this. I gotta stop smoking. I gotta stop doing. And they don't know that you're gonna tap in to on that level. They're thinking it's gonna be such on the surface, because a lot of people deal with things on the surface. They don't go deeper, and that's what they're so used to. Mm-hmm. They're not used to people actually saying, let's dig into you. Mm-hmm. Because this is why we're here. They're thinking, oh, you're going to sit there, you're going to have a book and a pen, and we're going to say, okay, well, what business would you like to do? Okay, and how far would you like to go with that? Okay, and let's fill out these forms.
Like it's no. Just ticking off each box.
Yeah, like, no, girl, why don't you service men? Why only do you just help women? You have daddy issues. Okay, well, let's dig into that, because now you're leaving money on the table because you won't service men in your coaching business. Oh, I only help women. I'm here for the women. Woman power. Meanwhile, you have leadership issues and daddy issues, and we need to dig into that so that you stop leaving money on the table.
Girl, that's deep. So now.
Go ahead.
Have you always been prophetic? Like, or when did you know that you, I call it intuition. Like, you have this intuition, you have this understanding, you have this connection. Like, when did you know that you had this connection with your higher power?
Well, for me, first, I wouldn't want to call it an intuition. I respect what you're saying, but I feel like I and other people who are prophetic carry so much more weight, and we have to recognize our weight. I think intuition is something a lot of people have and they just don't tap in. But being prophetic is not what everyone has. And so I think all of us as women need to tap into our power and who we really are, our blessings, our talents and what we're called to. And so first I would say, let's tap into how big we are. You know, I'm a big deal. And instead of just saying, calling it an intuition, let's tap into how big we really are.
Nice.
But for me, as a child, I had dreams, and I would say things and they would happen, and my family kind of would be like spooked about it. And so it was just little tidbits, but I would say around the age of 16, I had a dream about someone passing away, how they were going to pass away, how they looked, and then maybe a week later, all those things happened. And so I realized that at that age, this is something else. This is not just a dream. This is not something, you know, and there's no one to coach me or mentor me or to embrace that side. So the journey for a little while was alone, you know, and in some aspects, God wanted it that way because he needed that part of me to be protected. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have power and they see that you have a gift and they misplace and misuse that power. And they use it the wrong way. So I believe that that happened for a reason in God's way of protecting me. It wasn't rejection that I didn't have people there. It was protection. And so going on further in my 20s is where I really tapped in to the spiritual side of being prophetic and actually speaking into other people's lives, having the confidence to do it, and just being able to let God take over sometimes. Total surrender is a big part of walking in that calling, is knowing that it's not just you. Like you said before, you're a spiritual being having a human being experience. And if that's the case, and you were made by someone else, you don't believe you came from a monkey or there was a big bang, you actually have creator, God as your creator, then you should be tapping into your source, that creator who made
that's
you,
huge.
Who called you.
That's
you know.
Huge. Yeah. So if you have a question, because I have a question, I just want to check in with you.
Go ahead.
Right.
You know my face long enough to know that I'm like,
girl, you pulling all in. When you were 16 and you had that premonition, I guess, did you share that with anybody?
No.
Okay. You didn't.
Okay.
And so some people would call your ability like psychic ability
or a medium. I was just thinking the same thing.
What would you say it is?
I would say that my gift came from a certain place. a certain mm-hmm. space, and that mm-hmm. is the name that it is called, is prophets. From mm-hmm. my beliefs, from the Bible, mm-hmm. that is what that is called. A medium and a madam, they tap into different spiritual realms. And so okay. as a medium and as a madam, you are not always getting your source from one source. You can get as a medium and a madam, you can get information from a demon. You can right. get information from other spiritual realms. Your source is not one source. Being mm-hmm. a prophet, your source is God. Mm-hmm. Being How a medium you... and being a...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You said being a medium and being a madam.
Being a medium and being a madam is someone who will put their gift on a certain platform, and they will mm-hmm. pimp out that gift instead of using it the correct way, finding out where that source came from, what it is they're called to, and using it in the proper venue. They will pimp that out. They will peanut that talent, that gift that God gave them. And so it's misused. The different mm-hmm. sources start to come in. Different spiritual realms and windows are now being opened. You're mm-hmm. opening doors that you don't know what's behind that door now mm-hmm. because of what, all because of the title you're giving yourself, all because of the places you're putting yourself in. It's dangerous to have a gift and to not have the proper title or the proper attachments of who and what you're attaching and tapping into.
Nice.
Do you? Okay.
And there's a level of respect also. There's okay. also a level of respect. When you're a prophet, I need to be called to your life to speak into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's dangerous not to know that I'm not called to you or not, and I'm just blabbing mm-hmm. of what I think I hear. Now mm-hmm. being okay. soulish and selfish. Mm-hmm. As a medium, you can go to them and say, okay, so what is this now? What is that now? And they start tapping into all kinds of these different things and different realms and giving you this information. Where is that information coming from? What door do we just open, sis?
Mm-hmm.
What are you really tapping into? And also, you're saying that you can just get information at any time, any place? How? Why? Mm. If you're really going to dig in on a, if you're really going to dig in on a spiritual level, at any aspect, whatever you're calling yourself, whatever level you're on, there are spiritual laws and rules and regulations. Mm. Whatever you're going to call yourself, wherever you are, mm-hmm. you are to follow their rules, or you are going into a space that is dangerous. Mm. And these spiritual streets are a whole nother level.
I hear you.
You get yourself hurt. You can get mm-hmm. yourself stuck and get yourself in some trouble. If you don't know spiritual law, you don't know who you really are and who you're called to or what doors you're tapping into.
Mm. How do you know that your source is God, right? Like, how okay, did you know that for a certainty? Like that, the fact that you're prophetic and you have that particular source, and that's the one source. How do you know that your one source is the source of all creation?
Because that's who I go to. I know okay. that because that's who I only go to. I only mm-hmm. go to God. I'm not tapping into any other source to go to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I audibly hear from God.
Okay.
And so okay. he's speaking to me. I've had situations where I've almost died and I knew it was God saving me. Mm. And he was saving me for a reason because of what he's calling me to.
Mm-hmm. How do you discern between these people are maybe tapping into demons and these people are tapping into the source or the higher power? How do you know?
No. Yeah.
It's all a discernment.
Okay.
It's all a discernment. It's a spiritual feeling. It's a discernment. It's a knowing. It's when you can tap in to what God is doing and what he's saying, he is your answer. You are surrendering to him. Mm-hmm. And so he's not leaving you blind in any space. So okay. for the person who's a prophet, if you're asking me from that level, if the person who's a prophet is in a space where someone is a medium or a madam or calling themselves a psychic, you're going to hear that. God is going to let you know this person is not tapping into me. they're not tapping into God, that he's going to let you know, and you're going to feel it. It's going to feel evil. It's going to feel eerie. It's going to feel demonic. Demonic and eerie and evil has a feeling. You can see it in a person's face sometimes. It looks like death. You can hear it in the way they talk, in the verbiage that they use, that they're tapping into something else and that they're okay with it. So it's all about having a discerning ear, being tapped in yourself spiritually, so you're hearing what God is telling you in that space and feeling it. Sometimes people will say it's a gut feeling. If you're not prophetic and you're on the level where you're spiritually a baby and you're trying to tap into what God is doing in your life at that time and into God as your source, it's not going to be easy. You can be in a room with a witch and not know it, but it takes being there. It takes or we'll come back out. I see your face. We'll stick with me.
No,
Adam. Okay.
No.
Keep going.
You better, girl. I'm just shocked because I'm like, and the reason why I'm even like that face you got is because as a therapist, I see clients all the time, and my main clientele are couples. So, but you don't know. You don't know. And I'm thinking back to a time when I had an individual come into my office. And I was spooked the fuck out. I was spooked out. and so I get what you're saying. So when you said you can be in the company of a witch, that it is scary. But at the same time, when you also
you need to know
right. But sometimes you don't, is what I'm saying.
See, and my face is, I'm thinking about religion, and I'm thinking about false prophets, and I'm thinking about people who might all actually have the same gifts, the same connections, but how they've used it has been so awful. So that's why I'm like, I have a whole bunch of other questions running through my mind, but I'm also looking at the time. So I'm like, we need like 5 more episodes because I'm just thinking of all these different things that where this could go and other conversations that need to be had. But yeah, we're just running out of time, but it's, tell the people where they can find you, how they can tap into you about your services, and just if they want to connect with you to see, like, is this what's where they are being led to?
So you can find me on Instagram. I am at Coach Brown. I am also at Boss Babes Healing. That's a podcast that I host myself. So you can find me there, Boss Babes Healing. You can find me at arlisabrown.podia.com. That's my website. Yeah, and I'm on it, and I'm on TikTok also, trying to spread myself out at New Oil Publishing. Okay. That's the name of my company, is New Oil Publishing.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be connecting on TikTok for sure. Well,
yes.
We are going to wrap this up. Lori, go ahead with these takeaways for today, and then we are going to get out of here.
Okay. So to me, what I'm taking away is, child, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. Like, I had an idea about what we were going to be talking about, but I had no idea.
This has been
very powerful for me. So I'm taking away all this information that you provided. And at the same time, I'm like, I'm going to have to hit you up behind, you know, like going to one of your sources, and, you know, because it, to me, I realized that there's so much that we don't know and that we can learn. So that's what I'm taking away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. For me, it's that there are multiple paths to the same source. Yep. That we all come from different places, have different experiences, but we can all tap into and go back to that same source in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to necessarily look the same for everyone, but it has to get to the same spot.
Right. That's huge.
So,
what are you taking away, Arlisa?
I'm taking away that you guys are two beautiful ladies. I'm taking away that you guys are going to do some big things, that they're not ready for you. I'm taking away that you guys are one and the same like me. You're podcasters, but you do so much deeper on so many other levels. Having a background in psychology, having a background in digging into people's history is deep. That's a whole nother level. And so in the same pocket, we're all this. We are a much alike of the three of us, because we have a surface platform, but then there's this deeper rooted core that we all have that we pull from that helps us on this platform. And so I'm pulling away to don't just look at people on the surface. There's a deeper level.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode and all the others. Please leave us a positive review so that way people can find us. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.